A recent study showed that video content is 10 times more impactful on social media than any other kind of content, which begs the question, what kind of content can churches be producing that is not sermon content? We're going to give you some ideas in this conversation. You're listening to the Reach Right podcast, the show dedicated to helping your church reach more people and grow. Hey guys, I'm Thomas.
And I'm Ian.
And today we're talking about church video content that isn't sermons, that aren't sermons. That's what we're going to be focusing on today, because I find that most churches now are putting, they're filming their sermons and they're putting them out on YouTube and other channels on their website, that kind of stuff. And that's great. I have seen that like that YouTube as a platform in general isn't fantastic. Like it's not optimized for sermon style content. That's basically talking head, unedited, long form content. That maybe isn't the content that does the best on YouTube. And that's why we do things like our sermon sling, where we do kind of short form videos. We convert sermons into that. That does tend to do better on platforms like YouTube. But I guess that got us thinking, then we've been hearing from some of our customers that, hey, what else can we be doing besides just putting our sermons onto YouTube? And so we thought we'd dedicate an episode to just talking through some of those ideas of things that you can be doing that aren't sermons, but are still video. And I guess when we think about it, YouTube is best for content on average. I guess this is kind of a rough number, but we see like 8 minutes is the, is the, if you're just going to choose a arbitrary number of like what seems to perform the best, 8 minutes of content seems to go well. So these won't all be 8 minute pieces of content. In fact, I think most of them shouldn't be that long. But I think getting something for churches to make that will be shorter in form, it might be something that's useful. And again, this will be kind of something that we can throw some ideas to the wall. Some of them may stick, some of them may not. Just some new things for churches to try. So I think it should be a good conversation. Anything to add as we jump into it here, Ian?
Yeah, I feel like I still say this too often, even though we're in, you know, April of 2023 here now, but I always refer back to the pandemic. But we do see now that because of the pandemic, you know, it caused, and in one positive way, a lot of creativity to kind of arise from churches a little bit more compared to past years. So we've seen some of these things. I think it's very relative for now, because I think churches have upped their game. Like you said, pre-pandemic, we didn't see most churches doing video sermons. A lot of them were. But, you know, the majority of, and I come across, as you know, many churches on a daily basis, the majority are, and churches did, and this is great. They upped their game with creativity, but I think also now that most churches are doing video sermons, they are looking for ideas of, okay, what can we also, now that we have this video going, we've invested in video equipment and production stuff, you know, what else can we add to our repertoire, if you will? So I think it's, I think it's a very relevant,
Well, I think it's good too, because I think churches are often looking for content to put onto social media. I think you were going to share, you saw there was a stat that we had. It was like, I mean, I think I remember where it was from. Maybe you can look that up for us as I'm talking.
This here, but one was neat. It was 2018 study, from, Social Media Today, actually that, that social media users were 10 times more likely to engage with video content, compared to other forms of content. So that just illustrates why doing video content's important.
It's so important. 10 times the reach, right? 10 times the engagement and the impact that it's going to have. So it's absolutely something that I think this is the way we should be thinking. We've said before that the era of posting, you know, pictures of your events and just little text on Instagram and Facebook, that is done. Scripture graphics don't have the impact they used to have, but we are in the era of video, especially short form video. And so we have a lot of content dedicated to that, but let's dig in. I guess we'll kind of talk through some of the ones. I think the first idea, again, these are ideas that are not sermons, video content ideas. The first one is testimonies and stories from within your church there. So I think we've seen this in churches before. before, and this has been something that's always been powerful.
Right.
I think it's great content to go on to social media, great content for your website. I love it when our clients, when we're doing some of their website work, that we when we get to take some of their videos that they've produced there of people telling the story of here's who they were pre-Jesus, here's what Jesus did, and here's who they are now. I think those kinds of stories are just so impactful, and they're really great for our social climate here today. So these are usually going to be, we encourage people, churches to make these somewhat short.
Right.
So it probably won't, 8 minutes is probably too long for these videos, but 2 minutes is probably too short, or like
right.
a, you could probably bake them down into a TikTok size, like under 1 minute type vertical video. They'd probably be good to be converted into that. But I think in general, maybe 5 minutes is a good target for something like this. And here's some kind of a pro tip I've picked up on this, because I've seen a lot of these done here, and I know our video team does some testimonial type work.
Yeah.
When you do these videos, you want to record much more than what you're actually going to use. You kind of, the way you should record them is not just telling someone, hey, tell us your testimony, because people are going to clam up and they'll get nervous about those kinds of things and telling that. Usually you want to come in with a handful of questions that help them kind of walk through this. And so you'll start them off slowly with some easy questions, like about how your day was, and help them to get comfortable under the camera. And then just ask some questions about who were you before? When did you actually meet Jesus? When did that happen? What did that look like? And what is your life like today? Helping them kind of flesh that out a little bit as an interviewer, rather than just telling them, hey, tell me your testimony. So usually you want to plan on getting probably about 20 minutes of footage in this interview time, maybe even as much as 30, but you'll want to hone and whittle that down to about probably a 5 minute clip, I think would make the most sense for something like this.
Yeah, I like that you're touching on giving some guidance and like a framework to the person giving the testimony, because as we know, testimonies can also get very long-winded and can just free flow. And you know, I love it. We've seen a lot of the churches we work with, you know, produce these on their own in-house, and they're very powerful. I've recorded one of these a long time ago. You remember back when we were pastoring at the same church, I did one on how I saw God, how my wife and I saw God really work when we began tithing, and what, you know, that meant to us.
I don't remember that. What did we do with it?
That's a good question. What did we do with it? That was
we put it on our website. This is like before people put video on their Facebook
and
stuff, right?
And played it. Played it before the church. It was like in the opening, you know, kind of the meet and greet and the announcements and all of those things.
Boy, I'd love to get my hands on that video today. That'd be funny to look at now and see what kind of quality we're putting out there.
Yeah, a little
this
less
would have
gray
been like 2008
less,
probably or something
like
that.
A little less gray in the beard at that time. So, but
probably.
Well, good. I'll get the next one. And it's funny. I was when I was thinking of this one, this one might be one of the more challenging ones to keep short, and maybe you know, I'll get your take on this, that there's some allowance to go a little bit longer possibly on this one. But that's Bible study and small group discussions, because when you think of a small group discussion, you don't think of short. You're thinking of a gathering at someone's home or at a church. If you do small groups there at the church, you know, it's usually a lot of interaction, but could be very helpful, because this guy, first thing I thought of, this could be a resource for small group leaders that kind of don't know how to maybe initiate or lead the conversations and keep things going, you know, not just within, because we know things can get long-winded in small group discussions too. So not just to keep it short. I mean, you never want to, you know, shut. This is when people can open up more, right, during small groups. So,
yeah.
But I think it could really be a good thing too, just to highlight the importance of why someone should be in a small group. You know, if you play this at church, I know my church does this. We actually will have stories kind of more almost like what we just mentioned with the a testimonial, but it's more someone's story or a family or a couple's story on when they got involved in small groups. So there's those types of things, and there's maybe actual small group discussions is what I think we're specifically talking about.
Yeah. So I can think of two ways of this working. So I think the way that we did it during the pandemic, that's one idea. I don't see this getting as good a results today. Like, so maybe it's a YouTube live where you're answering, like doing a Bible study on there, preaching it and then answering chats, or it's a Zoom call recording that you just put up online afterwards. You know, that might work depending on your church situation and whether it's something that's really something that has a lot of momentum at your church. I think more realistically, I think that there's a lot to be said for churches and trying to maintain synergy amongst our small groups. Mm. And so if you are maybe going to lead a Bible study, maybe you as the pastor of the church, you lead a short, this could be perfect for like an 8-minute Bible study that's designed to be played at homes, and then leaders within the church or maybe home group leaders can kind of take that study. You can watch it on YouTube together as a small community there. And then you guys can maybe have discussion questions that go along with it and do some things with that. So I could see that format working. And then it's actually repurposed because it's placed on YouTube. You have a nice 8-minute Bible study. Maybe it's about one particular chapter in the New Testament or something like that. You can kind of dig in and, you know, I would try to keep these short. You know, you could make a case for doing a 30-minute Bible study and a deep dive into a specific passage. But I think usually for a small group context, you probably want to keep it a little bit tighter. Maybe I'd say somewhere between 8 and 15 minutes would make the most sense. But then that's actually something that if you, especially if you optimize it on your YouTube channel for SEO, there'll be people that search for it. So let's say you did one. I read Jude this morning in my quiet time. So I was reading the book of Jude, that one chapter. And if you wanted to do a Bible study on it and you did, you know, an expository breakdown on Jude, you know, is the name of it. And then you put some of those keywords in the actual description on YouTube, then people looking for a breakdown of Jude, they might stumble across your video and, you know, get some actual results there. So I think that's a really good idea.
Good. No, that's good. Why don't you cover the next one?
Awesome. Next one is Q&A sessions with pastors and leaders within the church. I think this is a good use or a good idea just to be able to make some content that way. I think a lot of churches, I think an FAQ section, think of it this way on your website. Especially for new people, I would create some content and actually some video content that kind of backs up a lot of the FAQ stuff you would have on your church website. So, you know, the typical things you'll see on there is like, what am I supposed to wear? What denomination is our church? What is the praise and worship time like? What do you have for my kids? Some of those kinds of things. So that's more canned Q&A type things. But I think there's also something to be said for like answering questions that maybe people have. Maybe it's about Bible questions. Maybe it's about the church, some of those kinds of things. That's actually a format that we're exploring here at ReachRight for this podcast, is making it more Q&A focused. So, kind of spoiler, that may be a way that we pivot in the next few weeks here. If you have any questions that you want to ask us in and have us discuss in the podcast, drop it in the comments and maybe we'll add it to one of our future shows here. But I think that's something that is a good form for video. I think answering questions that people may have, that always goes well, because it's something that if one person is asking it, chances are someone's asking it as well too, and someone online might want to know the same thing.
Yeah, I like it too, because the first thing I thought of was just that, you know, someone may have, a lot of people will have questions maybe about things pertaining to your church or a message that the pastor preached about. And there's just not time for leadership to get to everyone's questions. So putting this kind of content out could really help that newer person that, like you said, is either hasn't visited yet or maybe has visited a couple of times, that's, you know, looking to get, you know, deeper involved in the church, but has these questions that are just kind of hard to, you know, ask or schedule a coffee with the pastor. You probably want to, you could do that too, but you know, you might be able to, you know, kind of kill several birds with one stone, so to speak, doing it this way. So
yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. Good. The next one's maybe one that's, it seems obvious, I guess, worship and music performances. The first thing I thought of with this though, is that, you know, you want to make sure that this is something that's done of quality, especially if it's like, you know, your worship team and everything. You want to make sure the video, the production of that, you know, the sound and that you have a quality worship team as well will help, you know, and, but it doesn't have to be something that high end. As a matter of fact, it made me think of, well, I use the Bible app for my devotionals, whether or not I'm reading a book in the Bible or a chapter, but they do these little daily scriptures. So the word, the message of the day, the scripture of the day, and someone gives a video breakdown of that. Sometimes it's a worship leader, and they break out into like a little mini worship song out of that scripture. And it's nothing crazy. They're doing it with their iPhone, but they just have an acoustic guitar. So, you know, there's a lot of different ideas, but, you know, not just a full length, not just your worship full length. So,
yeah, no, that's not what we're talking about. Like, not just clipping the worship part of your service and putting out there. You know, I think it's when you have such well-produced music videos out there, I think most people would prefer just to go watch Elevation Church's worship you know, a Bethel song or a Hillsong song and watch that online as their worship time. So I think that's a tough proposition there. Yeah. I like the idea you were just getting at, and I think of making like a explainer videos that are maybe tied to a piece of worship. So like, let's say your church is going to introduce a new song this week. Having your worship leader say, hey, here's a song that we're going to be playing this week. And here's what God is speaking to me through this song and why we decided to add it to our playlist here at the church. And I want to go ahead and play it with you guys, and you can get used to it before Sunday and give people some ideas around that. So I think that kind of interaction would do pretty well on video. So yeah, I love that idea. That's a good one, Ian.
It's good stuff.
Awesome. Next one, devotionals and prayer guides. This is more content that is more organic, and I think that it's something that would do well with live video. So I've seen churches have success when they do this for a season. There are a few churches out there that do this daily and have been doing it for years, where the pastor gets on there for 15 minutes every morning. And there are some, if you do a look on YouTube, there's some of them out there that are getting tens of thousands of people live every day that are jumping on these devotions. So, but that is the fruit of years and years, which means hundreds and hundreds of devotional content pieces that you're doing. So a lot of work. That's not going to happen if you just start this tonight and put out a devotional. But I think for an average church, if you wanted to do maybe like a sprint that was like this, like maybe you say, hey, for the next 21 days, we're going to do a daily devotional online. I'm going to get on here and share. If you want to comment and pray with us or chime in with your prayer requests, that's great too. Yeah. I'm going to share a little bit from my devotional here and what God's showing me. It's maybe a 5 to 10 minute type of a video. I think there's some traction to be had there for a lot of churches. But my recommendation is, do not commit to, I'm going to do this from now on forever. Do this as a sprint. You know, start maybe with a week. You know, this week we're going to be kind of pressing in and we're going to do these devotionals for a week. Or maybe you want to try for 21 days to kind of build a habit in you. So these are some ideas. I think that would be something that's pretty cool though.
Yeah, that, you know, we know the challenge of a lot of people committing to a devotional or know how to get into that. So this is something that I think will definitely help the life of your church for sure. So, well, last but not least, special event highlights and recaps. Of course, you know, again, I've mentioned my church. Of course, we have a great production team and all of that. But again, this doesn't take being a part of a large church. I mean, this stuff can be pulled off with probably, like we said at the beginning of this podcast, a lot of churches are already doing good video recording of their sermons. So this stuff can be done relatively easily. But yeah, event highlights, you know, that are either coming up or ones that recapped. I know one of the favorite things as a parent that I used to love watching, now my kids are in middle school and high school. So I just relive these memories as far as when they used to go to children's youth camp, but we did an elementary one that for days. We do a different one for our youth and teens and everything. But you know, we would see the videos because we didn't go as parents, right? This was our break from our kids when they go to summer camp as kids. You know, and you and mom are relieved because you have date time and all of that. But what we would love is when these were over, they'd recap that, and you know, we saw our son show up doing a flip off of a diving board, having a great time when he was at camp, and stuff like that. Just is, it's memorable too. Yeah.
I think what's great about these videos is they're very shareable too. So You know, you go on a missions trip and there's a missions trip highlight. And, mm-hmm. you know, it used to be that you'd have to go over to someone's house and they'd bring out the projector and show you the slides from their missions trip. Well, now we've been able to hone that down, edit it, and you can do it once for your church. And then you'll have everybody that went on that missions trip is going to send it to their mom and their dad and their uncles and their aunts and everybody in their family. And it kind of gets it out there. So it kind of has a little bit of viral. Now, these aren't going to go completely viral. It's not going to be relevant to people that don't know the people in the pictures a lot of times. But I think these videos, like highlights of VBS, trunk or treat events, Christmas Eve, Easter egg hunts, missions outreach, trips, camps, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Those are the things that we usually see these do really well with. So that's some good ideas.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Awesome.
Awesome. I hope it's been helpful to you. These are the six that we came up with. We think that these are, you implement some of these, and I think that's new things to put in your can besides just sermons each week here.
Yeah.
And I think every church should be thinking about what is our video strategy. Because like we said, it is 10 times more impactful than what we were doing 5 years ago when we weren't doing video on social media as regularly. So we need to have strategies for this kind of stuff. And so I think these are some good ones to kind of get you going. If it has been helpful, let us know in the comments, rate, review, subscribe, do all those kinds of things. Thanks so much for being a part of the Reach Right family. And we'll catch you guys next week.
See ya.